Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
27829.
Okay, 27829 is the zip code. All right, thank you. And one moment, please. Let me get into this screen here. And may I also have your name as well, please?
Shirley J. Wood.
All right, thank you. Okay, 27829. Excuse me, and I am still trying to access information. Okay, it's one moment, Ms. Woodard.
Okay.
All right, I am still accessing information. Okay, Ms. Woodard, for security purposes, please verify your address.
8024 Holden Crossroads, Fountain, North Carolina, 27829.
Okay, thank you for that, Ms. Woodard. And I've gotten an account located that is showing your name along with your address. And our system shows that you're calling us about the Wi-Fi booster. It shows here that it's used to extend your Wi-Fi coverage there. How can I assist you?
The Wi-Fi booster?
Yes, ma'am.
And so it's $47 a month.
Well, the Wi-Fi booster is $49.97. The $7.45 shipping and handling you paid was also a trial offer to a discount shopping membership. And when you when you enter in or when you pay the shipping and handling there, you send entry for a sweepstakes drawing. You are also charged for that discount shopping store, which is the charge that you're looking at. And with that, you get a voucher as well for that discount shopping store that allows you to choose items. I believe you get items that you're choosing there. And it's a monthly membership.
The $47.
Yes, ma'am. That $49.
You know what? Because I never use it. And what I could do is put it in the box and send it right back because it ain't doing that. No. It ain't what it says when you do something. No, I can't have $47 coming out my month. You know, my check every month. No.
Okay. Well, the $49.97 is not just for the Wi-Fi booster. It's for other items there in the discount shopping store.
No, I don't want no other. I'm like, what? Do I have a receipt? It's the only thing I got is Wi-Fi booster.
No, ma'am. You have to actually make the purchases with the shopping. No,
I'm not making no more purchases.
Okay, that was just an explanation, ma'am, of what the monthly charge is regarding. Now, the Wi-Fi booster that's been shipped out, that one is yours to keep. Shows that you received that some time ago.
Yes, I did.
In the month of November?
That's the only thing I got. I have no reason to lie. I just didn't know what this was for. You know, I just saw this come out of my checking account.
Yes, ma'am.
I didn't say about no amount that you are. No, no. You could drop that. I don't want that. No.
All right.
Because I don't order like that. I don't order like that. I just saw that booster.
Okay.
Had no idea this was a monthly thing, you know. And
okay.
You know, like my son said, Mom, you need them. You're too old. You don't know what you're doing. And I see now I just made a mistake.
Okay, for the membership, we can provide, for the misunderstanding, excuse me, with the membership, we can provide you with a courtesy refund of 35% for what you were just billed.
Okay, I appreciate it. But don't bill no more, if you don't mind.
No, ma'am, you won't be billed anything else. I just need to process the refund here, and you were billed $49. It wasn't $47. It was $49.97.
I know it was something, you know, because I can't go back. I don't know how to maneuver my phone like that. I just wrote the number down so I could call it.
All right, so I am refunding 35% there. It would be $17.49 is what would be refunded back to you.
Okay, I appreciate it so much. I thank you for working with me because I sure didn't know what I was doing.
Okay, not a problem at all. $17.49. And that'll just take a moment. And I'm waiting for your refund to process.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. When was this? Okay, let me take a look at when you were billed. Oh, that's today's date.
Yeah, the 8th.
Today's the 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I just looked at it. I was just going through and just said, what is this?
Okay, let me put in. All right, so it's telling me that your charge is not settled. I didn't pay attention to the date. Let me put the request in for your refund. Now, this may possibly come back to you via check.
Okay.
Let's get my name and your name in here. And this will just take a few minutes.
Okay.
But that account or the subscription is canceled.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Just need to get a little bit more information here. Almost done. Okay, let me just put in what it told me here. Try that again. All right. All right, please. Refund. So it's $17.49. 35% refund of February 8th charge. All right, and your cancellation, pardon me, your cancellation confirmation, let me just get that also pulled up here. All right, I am almost done. I'm sorry, it's a little bit of a process.
Okay.
All right, so your cancellation number, and I need to make it larger again, is the letter
C258938735.
That's right. That cancels all future charges for you and all future shipments. Nothing is on its way out to your address. If you would please allow about 30 days to receive that 35% refund, possibly via check.
Okay.
And you won't be billed anything further from the company.
Okay, baby.
Yes, ma'am. And
thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
No, there's nothing yet.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a good rest of your afternoon.
You too.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.